Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are in here along with Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman, Sue Thomas. Going to get you into work this morning. Hopefully dry roads for the most part. I hope so anyway. I cannot believe it is already the last day of September.
That's shocking. I was thinking the same thing. I know. Gosh, it's going to be Christmas before we know it.
I know. It's not going to be long till we're going to be freezing. But we got nice weather today. I think it's going to be in the 70s and a little bit of humidity. Going to cool off a little bit tomorrow. The last final push here for some decent warm weather. We are live on Rumble this morning. I want to mention that. Every day we've been taking the show live there and on X. If you've normally been one of the people who've followed us on the Facebook Live in the morning, well, we're not doing that right now, and we don't know when we're going to be able to do that again. At some point in the next 10 days, maybe, whenever we can get the show back up live there, we will. They have restricted us. They're putting their foot on the throat of conservatives around the country, and they dinged us for violating community standards on guns. I'm just going to keep pointing that out.
Yeah, but you have to tell people what it, how you supposedly violated
you,
that.
You hear me talk about the Range St. Louis West all the time. In the lead up a couple of weeks ago to their Customer Appreciation Day, I shared a post. That's all I did. Didn't comment or anything. I shared a post from their Facebook page onto mine promoting Customer Appreciation Days. It had pictures of the guns on the wall at the range, which are on the range's Facebook page, but they accused me of violating community standards on guns. That's it. That's the only explanation they gave me. And they prevented us from doing anything live on Facebook for, like, I don't know, if it must have been 30 days, because
I think it was longer than that.
I think that's what the ban was, because every time I do go back and check, it tells me 14 more days, 12 more days. I mean, I assume it will be lifted at some point. It has not been yet.
Well, you have learned your lesson after this, Mark Cox.
Not to share things from the Range St. Louis West? No, I'll continue to do that. I don't care. I mean, that's just silly.
It's so dumb.
This is where we're going to, and you're going to hear something pretty scary in a minute from somebody who would like even more restrictions when you say or show something that they don't like. And the First Amendment be damned, basically, is their attitude toward it. And I'm going to play that for you here in just a couple of minutes. We got lots of good stuff to get to. Hans von Spakovsky coming up here shortly from Heritage. But first, let's get to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And so the campaign is doing the best job it can to combat that. Combat both domestic and foreign false disinformation.
That would be Hillary Clinton. She is warning all of the liberals out there that be warned, something's going to happen in October to try to distort the truth about Kamala Harris. She thinks there's going to be some sort of an October surprise coming out shortly. I wonder what that could be.
Yeah, it's some sort of bizarre superiority complex, and I think she is really an awful person.
Where have we heard that before? Honestly, where have we heard that about Nancy Pelosi? I don't know. I can't. Jack, no, you know who it was, Carl? It was Jack Cafferty.
What a horrible woman she is.
And the truth is, Democrats continue to use this issue as a scare tactic because IVF is legal and accessible in all 50 states.
Thank you. Katie Britt, the senator, pointing out yesterday on Fox, the IVF lie. It's like the Project 2025 lie. The Democrats spew it all the time. Kamala Harris spews it all the time. It is a lie that Republicans or Donald Trump would try to restrict IVF.
Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground.
I don't even know where to go. Sometimes they say the quiet part out loud. John Kerry, former Secretary of State, I guess he's still is he still the Green Czar? Isn't that his title? Yeah. With Biden?
Is that the title he still gets?
Well, he has to have some kind of title because he jets around the globe in his private plane with his huge carbon footprint to tell other people how to live their lives and not to, you know, damage the environment. That's John Kerry. John Kerry is mad that I'm able to come on this radio station and say to you the climate change is a scam. That's what it is. It's a wealth transfer vehicle. There is zero evidence that man is causing the climate to change. But John doesn't want you to hear that. But John also sees that shutting me down, a major hindrance to his ability to shut me down, is something called the First Amendment. And John Kerry hates that with a purple passion that he can't just shut us down. First of all, Carl, go to cut 12 when he sets up his statement here, please.
And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. You can't, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, been eviscerated to a certain degree.
So who were the referees, do you think? Like, it's hard to govern. You can't build consensus because people who disagree with you have a voice. He longs for the days, all these liberals do, they long for the days when you had three or four sources of information on what's going on in the world, all filtered through ABC, NBC, CBS networks. You tuned in the evening to see the news, and they told you what they told you, and you had no choice but to accept that as the whole truth. Those are the days John Kerry and Barack Obama long for. They don't like the fact that you hear an alternative point of view and other facts that the mainstream media is not sharing because of their narrative. They don't like that. And what they want to do is grab power so that they can change it. Is there a threat to the First Amendment? I don't know. Listen to what John Kerry says in number cut 13 here, Carl.
If people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what the man said there? We have to gain power so we have enough power to implement change. What change does he want? They want a misinformation czar that they appoint And it's the world according to them. And if you disagree with them, they want to shut you down. This is the Kamala Harris administration speaking for you right there. That's some scary stuff. All right, coming up, is there about to be another mail-in ballot fiasco? Could be. Our friend Hans von Spakovsky certainly thinks so. We'll get to him next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you know, for a variety of reasons, there is a heightened sensitivity and scrutiny across the entire vote-by-mail ecosystem. We recognize that the American public will become increasingly alarmed if there is ongoing dialogue that continues to question the reliability of the Postal Service in the upcoming elections.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Well, you know, Hans, it sounds like the Postmaster General wants you to shut up and quit complaining about the U.S. Postal Service.
Well, then he also wants, besides me, he wants the National Association of Secretaries of State and the National Association of State Election Directors to shut up, because those are the two leading organizations of election officials across the country. It's bipartisan. And about a month ago, they signed a joint letter to the postmaster complaining about the mishandling of mail by the U.S. Postal Service during all of the primaries. And voice their concerns that unless it gets fixed, they're going to do the same thing during the general election.
Wow. Wow. I you know, when I watched the guy's testimony last week, I just about couldn't believe it, almost the arrogance, given the fact that we know there have been problems before. They haven't taken the steps necessary to fix those problems this time around, but we're not supposed to worry about it, right?
Right. We're not supposed to worry about it. By the way, one of the things that I've cited in amongst the problems was there was an election in Utah this year in which all of the absentee ballots were sent to Nevada to be handled in Nevada, and they weren't handled promptly, and so there was a huge delay in them actually then getting sent back all the way to Utah.
Wow. Wow. So I'm referring here to an article that you've got in the Daily Caller. DailyCaller.com is where I saw the article. And right. There was a report in July from the Inspector General that warned that its audit of primaries in 13 states found that 3% of mail-in ballots reached voters too late. Another 2% were returned due to election offices after their returned to election offices after the legal deadlines.
Right.
That 5% in a narrow election can make a difference.
Oh, yeah. And can you imagine if 5% of the voters in a regular precinct, you know, where people are showing up to vote, if they were getting thrown out by election officials, don't you think that would be 2-inch headlines in the New York Times and elsewhere?
Yeah. I'll bet it would.
You know, one of the pictures I saw, Hans, that's kind of gone viral from over the weekend, where's the whole situation with the mayor of that little Wisconsin town who took a picture because he was removing the voting drop box from the front, I think, of like the city hall in his town and moving it inside. So now the Wisconsin district attorney is investigating him.
Yeah, which is just, it shows you how bizarre folks on the political left have gotten, and that's that DA in that particular place. Can you imagine? Here's the way to look at this. Imagine if the manager of a polling place, at the end of the day, after the poll has closed, he sealed up the ballot box, instead of taking it downtown, delivering it himself to the downtown office so it can be opened and counted, he just walked it out, put it on the street, and left it there, unguarded, unwatched, and said, oh, they'll be by in a while to pick it up.
Yeah.
Everybody would think, that's crazy. You can't do that with a ballot box, but that's what you're doing with a ballot box that's out on the street, unguarded, unsurveilled. That's just dangerous as can be.
Well, speaking of dangerous, did you hear what Fran Lebowitz said this weekend? I guess she's a writer, a pretty well-known writer up in New York, left-wing liberal. And I thought maybe at first this was tongue-in-cheek. The more I listen to it, I'm not sure. Listen. Hold on, Carl, are we up over here? Hold on. That was operator error on my part. Here we go. Listen.
Biden should dissolve the Supreme Court.
Dissolve the Supreme Court?
I'm the president. I'm the king now, like you said, and go home.
Okay. Good to see you're centrist.
Yeah. She goes on Bill Maher and suggests that Joe Biden has the power to dissolve the Supreme Court. This is the kind of poison the left is putting out there every day.
Right. And they're claiming that Trump is threatening to be a dictator. Only if Biden acted like a dictator could he dissolve the court that is set up by the U.S. Constitution.
That's a good point. I'm glad you made that. And yeah, I don't know if she was serious or not, but I mean, she was on Bill Maher. Maybe she thought she was trying to be funny, but just before that, she said, "How awful must it be to have to go to work every day with Alito and Kavanaugh?" And I mean, she just completely demonizing the members of the United States Supreme Court. That can't be healthy, anyway. Hans,
no, it's not.
Have a great week, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You can go to thedailycaller.com to read Hans' article there. And it's titled, Get Ready for Another Mail-In Ballot Fiasco. Wow. All right. We're going to get to a quick break here. I got to check a business with Nicole Murray coming up in a minute. In other news with Ethan after that. We'll be right back.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right. So the voter guide is up on the Facebook page. There's a link to it. It's here at 971talk.com as well. It's going to be revised one more time because of operator error on my part. So what I did here was I merged two documents. I had the voter guide from August with most of the names on it, right? So I went in and I revised that, and then I tacked on another page to the bottom of it. And what got left out of those two pages when they merged was the United States Senate race, which, of course, I don't think it's a surprise that Josh Hawley is my choice there, but it's not in the existing guide. So the updated version of that will be posted today. I don't think anybody would have been too distracted by that, but it does have information on all of those amendments. There are five of them plus a proposition that are going to be on everybody's ballot in the state of Missouri. You need to understand them. I've explained them in this voter guide, and then you can vote however you choose to, but hopefully I will have some influence on that.
I thought you were voting for Lucas Kuhn, so this is big.
Yeah, that's said no one ever.
Did you see Riley Gaines, by the way, is doing political ads for Josh Hawley?
I did not.
Yep.
But I like it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we need to have the senator back on here again soon. In the meantime, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Moving a little slow, but I'm okay. How about you?
It's a Monday morning, right?
And it's really dreary out here in New Jersey.
Well, you know, I'm thinking, that storm kind of cut to the left from North Carolina. You probably got some rain out of it, but not any direct impact, right?
No direct impact, but rain, wind, and then the rip currents along the shore were pretty intense. So I couldn't get in the ocean once this weekend. Can you imagine?
I can, but you said you took your puppy over there because of recovering from leg surgery. Is that right? The dog is?
She had a torn ACL and a torn meniscus. So surgery was done back in May. We're finally out, out of the problem time span where she's in the clear. So one of her favorite things is to play fetch with tennis balls on the beach. So we were able to do that this weekend for the first time in months. So.
What we will do for our pets. Huh?
I was just going to say, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to know how much that surgery costs because I know people will say, well, get pet insurance. But how many people really have pet insurance? You do?
I do. They
really?
Offer it through our company.
Oh,
do they?
It's part of the group benefits.
So is it actually worth it then?
It was for
us. Like a surgery that Nicole had to get for her dog.
Our golden retriever,
our
old golden retriever, our previous golden retriever, tore her left ACL and then she tore her right ACL. They told us when you fix the left one, it's going to feel so good, she's going to tear the right one. And she did.
You hear that, Nicole?
So it was probably $5,500 between those two surgeries, I would guess.
And the whole thing
cost me about $800 out of pocket.
Okay, well,
so the insurance can pay off if you have a dog or a breed that's likely to have that problem. Just saying.
All right, I'll look into
I'll
it.
Give
I
them
appreciate
that.
The
more you know.
I'm just saying. That's right. So, what else is going on out there?
So futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 137, the NASDAQ down 70, and the S&P 500 lost 7. Frozen pizzas by local restaurant Katie's Pizza and Pasta will be available for purchase in Walmart locations next year. According to the press release, Katie's is the only restaurant of its size that makes pizzas and pastas by hand for retail. The products will be in Walmart stores starting mid to late 2025. St. Louis leaders have okayed later operating hours for marijuana dispensaries in the city, changing the mandatory closing time to 10 p.m. versus the current 8 p.m. requirement. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge said the measure would allow the city outlets to compete better with dispensaries in St. Louis County, which are allowed to stay open until 9 p.m. He also said he expects that the change will help the city get more tax revenue from marijuana sales. The union representing Boeing factory workers who are currently on strike in the Pacific Northwest said that contract talks broke off with the company after their latest bargaining session. No further negotiation dates were scheduled after Friday's session led by federal mediators. The union added that it remained open to talks with the company, either directly or through a mediator. Levi Jeans has announced a new global campaign featuring Beyoncé. It starts with a laundrette ad featuring the Grammy winner and her single Levi's jeans, where she strips down to her underwear in front of onlookers and tosses her Levi's 501 jeans into a washing machine. The campaign will also include exclusive products, social media ads, TV and print ads, and more. Francis Ford Coppola's decades-in-the-making self-financed epic Megalopolis flopped with moviegoers, while the acclaimed DreamWorks animated family film The Wild Robot soared to number one at this weekend's box office. The Wild Robot raked in $35 million. Meanwhile, Megalopolis made only $4 million. And finally, a young boy is going viral for being super nervous to get his first haircut. So what did the parents do? They brought his Pawtector, the family dog, to the appointment. The pupster even sat in one of the stylish chairs and wore a cutting cape during the child's appointment. And yes, the haircut was able to be completed smoothly.
A paw protector. Explain that.
I was trying to do a play on words.
Oh.
Pawtector.
Oh, I see.
Come on, Mark.
To protect.
It's not funny if I have to explain it.
The dog. I'm sorry.
If you have to explain the joke, it kind of ruins it.
But I wish we could do this for everything.
I have to do that all the time. What's that? The ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, no. Like if you're, I'm just not. Like bringing dogs everywhere. Like if you're having a bad day at work, I'll bring my pup in, put headphones on her, and maybe that'll lift my mood a little
bit. So I have
like
a question about that because we happen to have the headquarters for Purina over here in St. Louis, right? And I used to know somebody who worked over there, and it used to be, I'll assume that it still is, they're a pet-friendly company. You can get permission to bring your animal to work with you every day. And I'm thinking that that's fine, except that some people are blind to how bad their animals are, right? They're yappy or they're snippy or whatever the case may be. I wonder how awkward that is if you're the boss in that office and you got five people bringing their dogs every day and one of the dogs is a real pain in the patootie. You have to deal with that, right?
I mean, to be honest, I don't know if I would go through my boss. I'd be direct with the person, just
yeah,
being a
maybe.
Fellow dog owner. Yeah, because, listen, my dog is a barker. I would have asked to bring her into the studio long, long before starting. But, I mean, if she's going to bark every time I go in studio, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's my job as her owner to know that I'm putting her in a situation where she's going to fail.
Thank you.
Or she might go to the bathroom on the nice carpet, so... I mean, people.
No, she is potty trained.
Well, but think about the dogs that are not potty trained.
Well, yeah, that'd be a disaster. Like I think, like Nicole said, you'd have to. You know your dog. You know if they're going to do well in that environment, and if they're not, you should just avoid that.
Yeah, but people are in denial about that. Is the problem?
I know that's very true.
Some people. I'm not saying you, Nicole. It sounds like you obviously know your dog very well, which is great.
Thank you. I stayed quiet on that one.
No, I was definitely not talking about you.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Nicole, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much,
guys. All right. Yep, you bet. Yeah, I completely missed her point there on the paw trek protector.
You know, I wonder what Sue Thomas would think about this, because I know she's got two dogs, right?
Yeah,
the bulldogs?
The bulldogs, yeah.
I'm sure she would love to bring them in, and I'm guessing they would just sleep. You might hear the snoring and you would hear the snorting.
The sawing and the snorting, for sure.
Bulldogs, they are snorers.
Yeah, they are snorers, but it's charming.
I wasn't talking about Sue either, actually, for the denial part. I feel like Sue would know her dogs very well.
She knows which one to bring in.
I was going
to
say, of all people, it would not be Sue who I would think would be in denial.
Well, I really think that peer pressure would end that problem. You'd yeah. be like, you've got a barker, knock it off. Yeah. You can't do that.
Just stop. Please stop. All right, Sue. Cool. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to another news with Ethan in just a couple minutes. Next hour, we're going to get back to this issue of vote by mail. Have the people who are voting by mail, has that demographic changed for this election in the direction we need it to change? We're going to talk to Brianna Lyman. She's a journalist with The Federalist. She's got a piece out on this. We'll talk to her at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Apparently, death was working overtime this weekend. Kris Kristofferson, the iconic singer-songwriter and actor known for his hits like Me and Bobby McGee, For the Good Times, and Sunday Morning Coming Down, passed away in his home in Maui, Hawaii at the age of 88. The cause of death was not provided. Over his career, though, Kris Kristofferson released more than 20 studio albums and won 3 Grammy Awards. And fun fact, he was also a Rhodes Scholar who studied at Oxford, and he was a former Gold Gloves boxer.
I swear to God, I did not know before today that was not Janis Joplin's song. I didn't know Kristofferson wrote it, and she made it famous. Wow.
Tons of songs.
I did not know that.
Another death, Dame Maggie Smith. They reported this, I think, after we went off the air.
Friday morning, right?
Before we went off. The veteran British actress known to the younger audiences as Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter films and Mother Superior and Sister Act. She passed away at the age of 89. She won 2 Academy Awards, 5 BAFTAs, 4 Emmys, 3 Golden Globes, 5 SAG Awards, and a Tony. She almost made the EGOT. If we could have just got her a Grammy.
She was fantastic.
She was.
Yes.
In Harry Potter.
I
couldn't imagine anybody else in that role, just about.
Yeah. They're going to try to remake it, though, so we'll see.
And Downton Abbey, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she was fantastic in that.
Death took another actor, John Astin. He was best known for John Target? Taggart. Oh,
Detective
Taggart.
In Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Yep.
He did make an appearance in it.
Yeah,
huh?
he was the police chief.
Okay, I didn't know
Ronnie
that.
Cox wasn't in the movie. He took over Ronnie Cox's.
Okay,
so he was in all of the Beverly Hills Cop movies, apparently.
No, I don't think he was in 3.
Oh.
Oh. 3's the one that sucked.
If you say so.
3
it
is the one.
2 and then 4. I didn't know there was 3. So
I meant to watch that when I saw that it was coming out on
It was good. I liked it.
I'm still going to watch it at some point. Yeah.
And then the final death was Drake. I'm going to mispronounce this guy's last name, and I apologize. Is it Hogston?
Hogston.
He's known as the 40-year-old role of Jan Black on the soap opera Days of Our Lives.
Well, no.
I wouldn't know that.
First, he was Jan Black. Then he was Roman Brady. Then he was Jan Black again. So the original Roman Brady came back, but they liked his chemistry with the girl playing Marlena. And so it was...
Are you a soap opera fan, Carl Middleman?
How do you know so much about a soap opera?
When I was in high school, Days of Our Lives, it was a girl that said, do you watch Days?
That makes sense.
Yes, I do. And so I started watching Days of Our Lives. And so I know this whole Marlena, John Black, Roman Brady thing.
I used to watch The Bold and Beautiful.
For a girl?
Did you really?
Well, here's the deal. I was working evenings at Channel 4 as a reporter, and I would eat lunch with my family, and it was on right after the noon news before I would leave to walk out the door to go. I'd always watch the noon news and then leave to go to work at Channel 4.
You'd sit in your, bubble bath.
And
you
can tune in 25 years later now and still know the people and the storyline.
When I was, I grew up watching Friends, and so of course Joey Tribbiani's character is Days of Our Lives, so that was what I knew when I was younger, and I didn't realize until years later that it was an actual show.
Wow. That's why he was Dr. Drake Ramore. That it's named after Drake Hutchinson.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Interesting.
Now you know. The more you know.
Carl, let me know that, is it this Wednesday, Carl, that it's, Nicki Minaj is playing?
Nicki Minaj is at Enterprise Center on Wednesday night. There's a Blues game Tuesday and Thursday. Nicki Minaj is in the middle of that. If you're going to take your kids, or if your kids are going to Nicki Minaj...
Please don't take your kids to Nicki Minaj. Please don't.
Either way, she's not going on until 10 o'clock at night.
Good. Why? Good, because I hope young kids aren't going to be there.
See, maybe that's why.
Great, but even the old people can't stay up there. Right? Like, good lordy.
She's going to be finished at midnight if she goes on time.
Do you have to be there?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Carl.
I'll be spending the night on that...
Can't wait to see you the next morning.
The casting couch in the Reardon's office, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You guys were talking about pets earlier. The federal authorities are warning pet owners against feeding certain products from Answers Pet Food and Darwin's Natural Pet Products after testing revealed contamination with salmonella and listeria. So if you have those, get rid of them. They've actually got lots and stuff. We've got them up on our website. Check it out.
Is that really the name of the dog food company?
Yeah.
Like, now it's going to be Darwin's Natural Selection dog food.
Don't feed it to him.
Oops. All right. Coming up, we'll talk more about vote by mail for this upcoming election. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.